This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kamlo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, hei li khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeong haseyo, ulawinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Welcome to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. You're with Peter Kesher, and I'll be speaking with a special guest, Mike Jenkins, on the Hobo Roadshow. Enjoy. You're listening to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. The song you were just listening to was London Underground, and I'm with the composer of that song and the singer and the writer, Mike Jenkins. And that station that you just heard at the end of the song was Woodford. Mike,
yes,
welcome.
Woodford Green.
Thank Tell you. Tell us about your background, where you come from, your parents.
I came from Woodford.
Woodford?
Yeah. It was a very sort of on the edges of London, suburbia type of town with lots of commuters, you know, probably upper class, but middle class, is going into town, working in the city, working in the banks. And I spent my childhood going on the train to school, back and forth to visit places in at Christmas time and going to shows up in town. And my mum used to love town. And I just ended up writing a song about the travelling through the tubes train, with busking in the stations and going to different gigs and stuff. But it had a mark on me that you're just aware that people that are travelling into London on the train There's lots of different people, lots of different stuff going on. But you can see secretaries, you can see bowler hats, you can see people being squashed together in the morning, and just an interesting little picture of society.
It's interesting, especially for us in New Zealand. We've got no tube.
Yes, you haven't. But it's a good thing for busy people, but it does take you under the ground, which makes you feel a little bit subterranean, and you come out the other side going, wow, it's like a trip that's... It sets you up for London, but good or bad, you know.
So, Mike, the Hobo Roadshow, tell us about that. the latest bit of...
Well, I love creativity. I love writing songs. I love travelling. I love being connected with people in lots of different ways. And I've travelled about 40 different countries in my life. And I've got all these songs and all these experiences, and I don't quite know how to download them. So the Hobo Roadshow seems to be not just for me, but for other people like me who have travelled, written, painted, done stuff, that want to share it without the big guys in the middle trying to make money off it.
Just for the listeners, Mike, when he talks about travelled around the world, when he was performing music, most of it was done by busking in public, wasn't it?
Busking, also radio shows, television, on the, you know, anything that was available. But if you go to Africa, you can't get a gig in a club, because you've got to be booked from somewhere else and pay. You know, they don't want to pay you money for playing music in a place where they barely can survive. So basically, you've got to play on the street or in the church or on the radio. And that stuff is dangerous, because there's political stuff involved, there's church stuff involved, there's people. But I've played in car parks, I've played in many different situations, and it's nice when you connect with the real people. Then you do sessions with them, you do a studio session, write songs with somebody who's from the other side of the world. And then you end up getting a moment. You know, I've been in a Tuareg tent in Mali, playing with the guy with this really strange, like a guitar type of thing, and it was great. I recorded it, but I don't know where it's gone. But those are the real things I love, to be able to mix culture, music from London, from other places, and come up with a better idea of how to do stuff together and enjoy life, rather than shooting, killing, hurting each other with words and with websites and other stuff. Sitting together and playing together and enjoying company and having joy. Eating, singing, dancing, which is what we all want to do as people. We don't want to sit there and slag each other off most of the time. We want to get there together and party with each other.
Sounds like you should join the Hare Krishnas, because that's what they do. And I've been there to their temple in London Street. Yeah. And it's dancing, music, talking, but it's all positive and love and compassion.
Well, I'm like a Christian Hare Krishna. You know, I believe that God, through Jesus, did all this stuff for our betterment, and that we can process that in a good way as long as we constantly look for him everything we do. You know, the bridge is Jesus, but the way to process that is loving and kind, not killing people for his name, dying for his name in a good way, daily.
So, give us a bit more context with the Hobo Roadshow. Because I know you're putting together a website so people can interact. Can you just tell us a bit more about how this would work?
Well, I got the idea a few months ago with I identify with hobos because I am a sort of, I've been out of the van for a few years now with a family and a wife and family in Dunedin, but I've got lots of ideas to try to figure out how to do something with the stuff that I've learned over the years and the songs, etc. So there's a lot of people who feel the same way as me. They can't play their original stuff. They can't get in front of people because of the system. It's got to either feed, it's got to be drinking, money, idolatry, and fame, and sex, and all that stuff. And there's about one or two places in a few towns where you can actually get to play your own songs. And people say, well, why do we want to hear your songs? Because that's what we're made for. We're made to be able to sing and talk to each other and play.
Here's a track written by Mike called The Tramp Song. Enjoy. Talk soon.
Poor man found the strangers of the city.
dog nose down in the streets with no home. Wrapped in rag, rolling in paper, falling to his knees. Head in hand, lost in the gutter. Deep calls on too deep. Waiting. Cat house down, rooms with no hope. Wrapped in rag, rolling in paper, falling to her knees. Head in hand, lost in the covers. Deep calls on.
You're listening to Dunedin Multicultural Council on EON with Mike Jenkins. The song you were listening to was composed by Mike himself. Is he able to tell us about your song, the Tramp song, Mike?
it's in Liverpool, and I was living in an ambulance outside the manager of quite a decent band in Liverpool, and I'd gone up there to try and figure out how to get on his system, his playlist. It was called the Icicle Works. He was a very nice guy. So I went there and camped outside his house in my ambulance, very cold in the winter, and I wrote a song about the people who are outside, the cold and the wet and the miserable. And I mean, it's not a happy clubby song, but it relates to people who are outside of the pale of society.
Yeah, and it's real. I mean, we see these things in every city. Our one's in Dunedin, and we've got people living in the Oval, in tents and in the cemetery.
Yeah, so that's half the thing. The thing to do with the hobo thing is identifying with those people, not putting them down, not mocking them, and not just paying money to try and get them off the street. It's like saying, how can you actually talk to them about really what's going on in their lives and how to really get them healed of the things that have hurt them? They've all been hurt by life and alcohol and drugs and violence and sets, all those criminal stuff. But it's finding why they did those things and why we do those things. And if you talk and sing and communicate, then sometimes you realize why we do those things, and we can stop doing them because we can get healed. But within that, the images of, you know, prostitutes or drunks or poor men or even young boys in prison because they followed their dads or they followed their uncles into the wrong side, then they end up getting shut away. And they don't want to be shut away, but some people are shut away in invisible prisons in their heads and in their minds and in their virtual life of internet stuff. But within there, when people get together and talk and change minds about things, they sing songs or they talk in an environment which is relaxed and conducive to social life. We need social life with each other. That's why we like parties, we like pubs, we like churches, we like things that connect, because we feel part of a society. If you don't feel part, you then isolate yourself, go into concrete bunkers and watch nasty stuff on media, because it feeds the wrong power. But once you get to connect with people and do things with them and feel good about yourself, then you realize what God wanted us to do with each other, to help, to change, to heal, to bring life to where he gave the opportunity to try and see what life you could make. But within there, I love to talk about God and life and songs and creativity. So this site, it will be a site where people can come to and find each other, not me. It's like I'm going to make like a hub for people to come and branch off to find other people's materials, songs, works, connections. And it won't be for gain, it won't be for profit, it'll be for just sharing life. And we can have branches off that which are connected to all the different things, websites and videos, etc. And we obviously won't be able to put everything on there, but if it's just a link and a card that we can give away personally to invite those who we meet to connect with the website and to go to the event, maybe one event a year that people can come to, they can do an open mic, they can perform, they can, the people that are on there can do small performances, and you know, things that even bring a bag of things you want to give away to someone else, or bring a car with a boot full of stuff that you want to give away, and then go and find some other stuff that other people have got to give away. But then it combines art with giving stuff away and sharing things. And we like things. So when someone's got an old tape recorder that's from 1920s, and that person doesn't want it, they go, well, I'd love that. But it's all those things together with a social grace that is connecting those who aren't affluent. I mean, that's the hobo connection, is basically if you're a hobo, you haven't got a lot of stuff. But those who have got stuff, who aren't able to give it away because of the system and the implications of taking a hobo home with them, who would take a hobo home with them? You can't. Too much trouble.
Mike, sorry, we're running out of time. I know we'd like to play one more track that Mike wrote. Give us a bit of insight into this. It's called Stop the Clock, and you heard you say about the system. I'm sure this is to do with that.
Yeah. Again, I was living in a VW in LA, trying to do the same old stuff, and I was stuck in traffic, locked in the Sunset Strip, and I saw a prostitute being beaten up in a doorway. And I just felt so helpless to be able to help her do anything, because I'm in a car. You can't jump out of a car in the middle of the street. But it just made me say, no, to stop this clock. And when we stop that clock of that life, we're into eternal time, because the time is locking us into history and what we're seeing, what we're doing. But once you believe in God through Jesus and through the good things that he's written, Bibles and churches, they're all believing the same right thing, we can all step out of time into an eternal place.
Thank you, Mike, for being on the show with us. Hey, enjoy. If you want to get hold of the Hobo Roadshow, you can contact us at Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
Running from the preacher on the pavement, hiding your relatives. This program was produced by Grand Mountain Productions for Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.